Dr. Steve Lowry is a traveling veterinarian from Montana who works in small towns and villages throughout southeast Alaska. When he's here, he lives on a sailboat in Middle Harbor across from the Ocean Beauty Seafoods plant. The accident happened while he was removing the tarps covering his boat late Saturday afternoon.
I was working on taking the tarps off, and it was slippery everywhere, and I was cautious, but probably shouldn't have had three beers that afternoon, but I did. And so that wasn't the wisest thing. So that's my first comment to anyone. When you're working on a boat, you don't drink ahead of time. And I slipped immediately. I was in the water head first and went underneath my boat. I think I was down deep and didn't know which way up or down was.
Lowry said he blew some bubbles, which helped him figure out which way to swim, and he got to the surface. He tried multiple times to get up onto the dock, but he couldn't make it, so he swam over to his boat.
And tried using the lines on the boat, but they pushed me underwater as soon as I put weight on them. So I ended up trying to get out and couldn't, and after about 10 minutes of struggle, I finally decided I better call for help. So I was screaming for 5 or 10 minutes, I don't know. I was getting pretty numb by then. And somebody came along and hauled me out of the water.
The water was 39 degrees that day, which could have soon meant death had rescuers not arrived. Lowry, who was in his 50s, called the man who pulled him from the water wonderful.
And I thank him very much for what he did.
Vazul Polovitz, Gabe Hyde, and Ralph Peterson were the first people to reach Lowry and get him out of the water, according to Harbor Master Glo Wallen. She says they had heard his calls for help, and after spotting him in the water, they ran down to the float. Wallen says a number of other Good Samaritans responded as well.
Eric Lee was walking through the South Harbor and thought he had heard somebody crying for help, and so he got a hold of the next guy closest to him who had a radio, and it was Jerry Dahl, and Jerry called over to the harbor office and said they thought they could hear somebody faintly from the area of Ocean Beauty crying for help, and so Stacy, who was on duty, Stacy Yort, jumped in the harbor skiff and grabbed a couple of guys off the float, Jake J. Bush and Mike Imhoff, and they went looking around Ocean Beauty, and they too could hear the cry.
As they came around in the harbor skiff, Wallen says they saw Polovitz, Peterson, and Hyde had gotten Lowry onto the float. She says the rescuers called an ambulance and did all the right things to treat Lowry's hypothermia, stripping his wet clothes and warming him up. Fire Department spokesperson Dave Berg says when they got the call about 3:30, a group of EMTs happened to be in training at the fire hall. In fact, Berg says the medics were actually in the middle of reviewing questions about treating cold water immersion.
We responded with our normal crew, and we brought some warm IV fluid and started an IV into him, part of our protocols. He had a temperature in the low 90s, which drops quite a bit.
The EMTs transported Lowry to the Petersburg Medical Center, where staff continued the warming process. He was discharged later that evening, according to Berg. Lowry said he has since rigged lines to make 3 steps on both sides of his float so he or anyone else can get a foothold if they fall into the water nearby. He recommended that to anyone with a boat in the harbor.
You know, a nice deep one, because your legs don't come up very high when they're frozen like that.
Lowry said he appreciated all of the people involved with his rescue, from the Good Samaritans and harbor staff to the EMTs. Harbor Master Wallen had similar sentiments.
Turned out very well. Could have, if all these people hadn't been paying attention and just aware of what was going on, it could have turned out real poorly for all of us. So we're happy that it went the way it did, and the Good Samaritan factor is alive and well in Petersburg.
Lowry's rescuers also received recognition from the Petersburg City Council. At Monday's regular meeting, Councillor Dan Hickman credited Polovitz, Hyde, and Peterson with saving Lowry's life. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.